Joining us now, he is from Ergo Golf, Lane Ellison. Lane, welcome into the golf shop.
Well, good morning, Mike and Mark. How are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
We're doing awesome, man. So here I am several years ago. There was the Wachovia Championship, which is now the Wells Fargo Championship here in Charlotte at Quail Hollow. And Freddie Couples is kind of, you know, he's near the top of the leaderboard. And I'm watching him putt on the 10th hole, and he's down marking his ball, and he goes to get up, and he doesn't make it up. He kind of blew out his back and was kind of limping around for the last 27 holes of the golf tournament. You've got a product that can eliminate that problem, don't you?
Well, I have. I'm an avid golfer, safety and ergonomics engineer, and a prostate cancer survivor. Just wanted to put out to your listeners that September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and we encourage you guys to go out and support them. Our tool is designed to eliminate the bending effect that all golfers are impacted by. And we feel that we can eliminate a huge amount of that potential injuries and recovery, speeding the recovery time. It's actually a very unique tool, kind of like a Swiss Army knife for golfers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it, and it's very difficult to describe on the radio, but I think we can try at least. It's, if you imagine imagine a golf shaft, and on it is literally everything you might need: a suction cup for getting for picking up your ball, a magnetized ball marker, a place to hang your towel, your drinks, your cigar, your phone. It's got a ball mark repair tool. It's got all this kind of stuff. But ultimately, like you say, this is to eliminate or limit the number of times a golfer has to bend over during a round. So someone has to have looked at this. How often, how many times does an average golfer actually bend at the waist all the way to the ground during an average round? I mean, most of these people, average golfers, especially as we get older, we avoid doing that even to put our shoes on more than once a day. So how many times does it happen during a round?
Well, actually, that's kind of what I'd like to do is put a challenge out to your listeners is you actually bend over. I did an ergonomic evaluation of over 200 golfers, and the average was 140 to 180 bends, depending on the style of the golfer and depending on the conditions of the course. So in a year, if you use our tool, you would eliminate bending over. If you play one time a week, 7,500 times that you wouldn't bend at the waist. In 10 years, it'd be 75,000. So we've actually had some comments that come back that say, oh, you built a tool for lazy golfers, or you built a tool for older golfers. Actually, we built a tool for all golfers, and it provides an advantage of preserving their back, preserving their body, and allowing them to play more golf.
Well, and I think one of the things that becomes so interesting every time we have a new product on and an inventor on, we're looking at what problem is being solved. And this clearly solves any number of problems. I really like the feature that you can carry it out to the fairway if you're bringing two or three clubs out and use it as a club stand. I think that's great. Not only does it keep you from bending over to pick those clubs up a couple times, but it keeps the grips dry and all that kind of stuff. But, golfers are even, mediocre golfers consider themselves golfers. They don't play golf, and it's an obsession. And they become increasingly difficult to buy gifts for or to find anything new for. And this is one of those things that if you've got someone on your holiday gift list or Father's Day or a birthday coming up, you need to take a look at this if this person's a golfer, because this is something literally they can't – it has never existed before. So for the person who seems to have everything, they don't have this.
That is one of the keys. Thank you very much. It is the MB10 is a culmination of 2 years of hard work by an amazing, very passionate team, and has the potential to play the way everyone plays the game. It really provides the longevity. Our key advantage is that it provides your strength, stamina, and allows you to get those yards and those strokes because your body can perform. That's really what we looked at as an ergonomic engineer. I went in and looked at golf as a job, basically.
And now, Lane, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, and this is starting on Kickstarter, correct? So kind of walk everybody through that in terms of how you got started and how you're promoting this.
Sure. Actually, we developed and built this tool over the last couple of years. We've got version 9, which is our working prototype, and we're looking to launch this product through a Kickstarter launch, and we're asking your listeners to go out, take a look, support this product. You can be one of the you'll be on the leading edge of the golf equipment, and you can be the first one in your group or state to have this advantage and something completely new and unique. So there is a potential to change your game without changing your game. So that's kind of our goal, is to assist golfers in, of all skill levels, all ages, men, women. It actually is a tool for the masses.
Yeah, and if you go out to and you just want to search it, ERG is in George O, Ergo Golf. You can search it. It's easier to find even than going to the Kickstarter website and searching through the other funding options you have there. And one thing I think our listeners would be interested in is when you go to the Kickstarter page, I mean, and getting to be a part of this in raising the funding, you're getting the product in return. So you're essentially supporting something that's being invented, but you're also getting, right off the assembly line, first shot at this product, correct?
Yes, and also we've got a couple of offers for the listeners to be our backers. The early bird specials, you get a choice of a hat or a towel along with the tool. We can have an offer where you can get one of the prototype tools at the end of October if we fund in our launch program. And you get the MV10 in April, right in time for Father's Day. That's our timeline, is to complete these MV10s and have them available at the end of April for Father's Day this upcoming year.
Yeah, and there's a video on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and search Ergo Golf as well, there's a video that sort of gives you an overview of how to use the product, what it offers. And was it important to you to be able to hang it on the outside of the bag so it wasn't another thing sliding inside the bag with the clubs?
Well, you know, we did that for two options with the hook. I love my friends. They've all been very supportive and also very brutally honest. You know how it is, how your friends are. So as they came up with different items, we had the question of, is it a 14 club? Is it a problem? So the club hangs in the bag, or it can hang on the outside of the bag by the hook, so that it's very convenient and it stores well, and then it's not considered a club. It's like your umbrella.
Lane, I want to take you in a little bit different direction, because when you go out to your website, again, it's ergogolf.com, ergo.com, you have an interesting thing. You click on our mission, and the mission does not initially talk about the product. It talks about something else. It talks about PSA testing awareness. Kind of give us a feel for where that comes from, how it's impacted you, and what you're trying to do about it.
Well, PSA testing has actually saved my life, and it's a test that all men should get. We think that you should be tested at 40 years old. A lot of the general public statement now at this time is 55. That's kind of changing. Knowing the PSA test is important. What our goal is that at golf tournaments and charity golf tournaments, we're going to provide free blood testing, either a gift certificate or actually be tested at the site by a phlebotomist or a physician. We're trying to encourage everyone to know their PSA number, and I think that knowledge of your PSA is critical, and we just want to promote that and promote that all people, all men at 40 years and older, get their PSA test.
Yeah, why is it that we are so reluctant as men? I mean, and my father is also a survivor, and I'm just curious why we're so reluctant and hard-headed when it comes to our own health, but we're really great at supporting the our loved ones and getting them to do things.
You know, we think we have to be the breadwinner. We have to be the go-getter. A lot of people and they don't like the test. The actual test is really simple. The PSA test is just a blood test. It allows you to know where you stand, and it's really a valuable tool that I think I would encourage all your listeners to please get your PSA test. It can really make a difference and save your life for yourself and your loved ones.
Now, how do you set it up with these tournaments? Because I know we've got a list of tournaments that you're doing this at. I mean, how, if somebody wants to get it set up at their tournament, how do they go about doing this?
Well, you know, actually, as soon as if we can launch, and as we move forward, if our launch is successful, we're going to, reach out. The tournaments that we've supported in September, being Prostate Cancer Month, we supported the 12 tournaments that are upcoming are all prostate cancer tournaments. And at this point, they can support the tournaments. In the future, as the tournament directors get going, we're going to just put that in with part of their program. That there's always a dead time right at the end of the tournament. You guys know when you finish your tournament, that hour and a half of waiting for everybody's card, the total scores, all that kind of stuff, waiting on dinner. So we want to try and encourage people during that time, not before you play golf, you don't want to get a blood test, but before you have dinner and a couple drinks.
Yeah, before the drinks, I would say. So Lane, tell us a little bit one more time about how to get involved with the Kickstarter campaign. And we love the product. I think anything that solves the problem that plagues as many golfers as lower back problems, particularly, I think it's great. So the product is something we're very excited about. So tell our listeners one more time how to get involved.
One thing I'd like to do is kind of throw a challenge out to your listeners. Is people don't realize how much they bend over. What I would recommend and throw out as a challenge is that the next time you go out to play a round of golf, keep your score just like you would whenever you're keeping your score for strokes. That's every bend. Every time you bend over, mark down that stroke on your scorecard. So when you finish hole number 6, I've been over 12 times, 10 times, 11 times. And really check out how many times you've bent over throughout the round. And that will encourage you to go to either our website, ergo.golf, and you can pre-order there. You've got all the information. The Kickstarter is, you can go direct to Kickstarter and look for Ergo Golf. And either one, you go in, you choose an option to support us. You support us, and at that time, it's a pledge. And on October 22nd, we close. So we're asking everyone to go before October 22nd. If we make our goal, then you would receive your tool. You'll receive some thank yous. We'll see some basic information, ongoing updates. And your Ergo Golf MV10 would come in April is our goal.
All right. Well, Lane, man, we appreciate you coming on with us. Hope you have great success, and we will catch up with you again soon.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having us, and thank you all for your listeners. And please go out and look at Ergo Golf.